This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is 855-453-LIFE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And Richie, you've been sharing with us a story from Teen Vogue, which is instruction on how to handle conversations at the dinner table, specifically with maybe ignorant family members who say things that are perhaps racist or insensitive or offensive or whatever.
Transphobic.
And they're saying, hey, you know, you need to stand up for your beliefs and don't just sit there and let this crap go by. And I don't disagree with that viewpoint. I can understand why some people would want to keep quiet at the dinner table. You don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to upset the family. But I, at the same time, I also respect people who don't stay quiet.
I will say this in support of the article, that you got to lose a few to win a few. The idea of sending teenagers out to have a battle of wits with an adult, to me, seems ill-advised. But at some point in life, you got to lose arguments to start winning them.
And well, you're also not going. The person you're going to argue with is not going to consider you a winner at any point. Doesn't matter what you say.
Right.
It doesn't matter what facts you have at your disposal.
It almost never works. Now, I do have some. First off, I don't think that's true, Ian. I think that you can say you can keep a smile on your face, mm-hmm. and that you can phrase things in such a way that it's not a combat to the death, where one has to win and one has to lose.
Well. Part of what Ian said is kind of the impetus for the whole, like, okay, boomer movement going on right now.
Yes.
Right? No matter what you say to that generation of people, they will counter with whatever facts that they have, completely disregard the points that you're making, and then you have nothing to respond to them with except, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Because it's not worth rehashing anything.
Pass the potatoes.
Right.
I think that, well, I disagree. I'm going to disagree completely with you guys.
Okay,
there's
boomer.
Always something you can say. I'm a Gen Xer, and you can go to hell. No, I mean, there's always something you can say. So, what was it? Uncle Charlie says, yeah, well, you know, there was a robbery down on 32nd Street, and you know it was a black guy, right? Right. Okay. So there's your statement. That's that hangs in the air, and of course the robbery was a black guy because Uncle Charlie checked.
Right.
You know, and you can say, well, Uncle Charlie, what do you mean exactly by that? And then you get him into then he's got to take his position, right?
Statistically speaking, people...
you know, if a black male between the ages of 14 and 24 is four times, I'm just making this up, people, I don't know the numbers, more likely to commit a crime than a white guy who's 37 years old, whatever Uncle Charlie is, right? And so he makes the statement. And you say, well, that's probably true, Uncle Charlie, but you're not saying that every black man between the ages of 14 and 24 is some kind of criminal, are you?
But they're more likely to be, though, based on the statistics.
Okay, I'm not saying that that's not true, but I am asking, you know, a question.
Sure.
What I mean, the best I've been able to tell is a black man in that age group is, like, there's only one in five black men. So that means four in five aren't.
Well, child, just wait until you get out into the real world and you'll see these things for yourself.
Well, all I can do is look at the statistics. Can you tell me exactly what the real world looks like? Because I think, from what I've read, that a black kid between the ages of 14 and 24 is... four times more likely to not be a felon than he is to be one.
So in the real world, you will notice that when someone robs a liquor store, it's a safe bet to assume that it is a black guy doing it.
I wonder if it's because liquor stores tend to be in black neighborhoods.
Could be.
Are we talking about liquor stores here? Or are we talking about felonies in general?
What's the point of this?
I don't know. But I think that you can have a conversation that puts the person in a position where they have to admit that they are perhaps making a broad generalization.
I think that's all statistics.
But he
too,
didn't
though.
Admit it. But in this, you know, theoretical conversation, your opponent never admitted that.
I'm just saying. I've had these conversations. I've managed to smile my way through them, and I think it's possible.
Okay. Let's go on with the advice here from Teen Vogue.
All right. So I'll retract a little bit. Public Religion Research Institute, the average white American has a network of friends, 91% white, 8% black, Asian, Latinx, mixed race, and or unknown racial backgrounds. Black Americans, on average, have a friend network 83% black, 8% white, 2% Latinx, no Asians, and roughly 7% that's mixed.
So what was it, 90 what to 83%?
91 to 83%.
Well, a staggering difference here.
Almost 9%, 8%.
I can't believe that a black person in the United States, that they don't have white friends. They're 1/12 of the percent of the population?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be difficult not to.
Not only are white Americans often isolated by race where they live, they are unlikely to be surrounded by friends and loved ones who are non-white.
It's, from their statistics, it sounds like black Americans are just almost as likely to be isolated, too.
Well, you're right, but they broke out the statistics even further for the alternate. Whites, 8% was combined, black, Asian, Latinx, so on and so forth.
Okay.
For black folks, it was like 8% white, and then 2% was broken out for Latinx, and 7% mixed other. So, slightly different.
Not right. A huge
not
discrepancy.
A huge, I'm not saying it's statistically.
It's comparing large oranges to smaller oranges?
Yeah.
All right.
If anti-racist white people do not muster up the courage to challenge their bigoted family members this holiday season, no one else will be there to do it.
I think that as generations die, you just get further along in this process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, my grandmother, everything that was great about her, God rest her soul, she's a bit of a bigot. And I think that's probably true with a lot of people's grandmothers.
I don't think mine was bigoted. She never gave any kind of clue that she would have carried some sort of negativity. But she did call black people colored. I mean, she's just from that time.
That's nothing wrong with that.
You know?
I mean, there's the NAACP.
Yeah, National Association of Colored People.
Right, and there's the United Negro College Fund used to be a thing, too. I mean, that was the terminology.
So your grandmother said things that were bigoted, that were, like, overtly.
Yeah. Yep.
My grandfather, too, would say things, and, you know, when as kids, we go, well, that seems out of place. You go, well, that's just the way we talked as kids, right? It was okay to use those racial slurs even back then, even if you were friends with the guy you were talking to.
Maybe it's my prison upbringing, but I don't think that somebody chooses to use a racial slur necessarily makes them a bigot. I think it can be an indication of it, but, I mean, people use racial slurs all the time. Ian's original last name before he changed it to Freeman was French. If I called him a frog for the fun of it, I mean, the likelihood of me doing that, he doesn't identify at all with his heritage. But if I did, it would be as a joke, not as any kind of slight.
Right. And my grandfather wasn't saying it was a slight. He said, like, that's just the way you address even people close to you.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay.
Yeah. I don't think that I'm not willing to say that a racial slur is a direct indication of somebody being a bigot.
But what you are saying is that over generations, that you think that these issues will go away naturally because there's more race mixing over time? Is that what you're getting at?
I just think that it's less in vogue.
I'm afraid that with future generations, it's going to go like completely the other way. Right?
Really?
Well, because of the whole social justice movement, right? Things that things that aren't racist, right? I was talking to a friend. I said there's a difference between being racist and being aware of racial differences, right? I can be aware of racial differences and not be a racist, but with Teen Vogue and other outlets like that, it seems that being aware of racial differences is being categorized as racist. So we're no longer able to speak the facts or the truth or even recognize the differences between races for fear of being considered a racist.
I don't find racial differences to be a particularly useful bit of knowledge. I mean, sure, you can say the NBA is largely black. So what? That doesn't mean that the average black guy out there is going to beat me in beat the average white guy in basketball.
Right,
okay?
But recognizing that is becoming taboo. Right.
But I don't think that, I understand that it's becoming taboo, but I just, for me, I think that you should look at the individual, and it doesn't particularly matter what color that individual is when you're having that conversation.
I'm with you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with more of this advice from Teen Vogue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. The number number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can jump in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It sounds great. And also, the Discord server's there around the clock, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners anytime, pretty much, of the day or the night. It's discord.lrn.fm.
Remember when Obama said, if you liked your coverage, you could keep it? And then in comes Obamacare, and all the coverage prices go up, and you don't get to keep your coverage. Well, it feels really disempowering, and you're like, I've got to pay all this money. Turns out, you don't necessarily have to pay all that money for that coverage. What you should do is check out betterplans.net, because they've got a better way to do health insurance, and it is health insurance. You can call them at 800-714-1802 and get a fast and free quote. But you can get lower coverage. Let me give you some ideas. They've got plans for as little as $145 per month. I mean, these sound like numbers from 15 years ago. And that's for a single. There's even greater savings for families and businesses. They've got a free ebook that you can start your journey on if you wish. It's called Dirty Little Secrets. It's available at betterplans.net. And they've got pricing plans there that are every bit as good as any major providers. You're not missing out on anything. These are just better plans, indemnity plans that are designed for you. Again, their ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, available at betterplans.net. The Obamacare enrollment deadline is December the 15th, so you don't want to delay on this. Visit betterplans.net or give them a call. I'll give you the number again here, 800-714-1802, betterplans.net, 800-714-1802.
All right, we continue here. We're sharing a story from Teen Vogue, which was linked to by Zero Hedge in a headline proclaiming that this was instructions for folks who might be described as social justice warriors to duke it out with family members at the Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner tables. And we're going to get further into the story here. Mark, I want to go to Dana on the line in Michigan first, though. She's calling, listening to TKG in Grand Rapids. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hi, guys. This is what I have to say about all of this. Anything coming from Teen Vogue, the regular Vogue, Vanity Fair, Harper's Bazaar, Glamour, any of these fashion magazines, I would find highly suspect and would diligently check their sources. These people are so dim-witted, they can't even follow their own business model, which is they're supposed to be writing about fashion, because guess what? It's a fashion magazine.
Well, challenging bigots is in fashion these days.
That much is true.
Well, during the Obama administration, they decided not to put their big toe in the pool, but to jump in head first and turn it into an activist magazine. The physical Teen Vogue does not exist anymore. They had to shut
really?
It down. Yeah, it went out of business because girls don't want to read about Black Lives Matter and all the other...
Well, now, wait a minute. That's not the reason. By the way, Teen Vogue describes itself as the latest in celebrity news, politics, fashion, beauty, wellness, lifestyle, and entertainment. So it's not just a fashion magazine.
It expanded.
But what really happened, I'm sure, is that teenagers don't want to read magazines, period. I mean, when's the last time you saw a teenager with a newspaper or a magazine in their hands?
Well,
I mean, that doesn't happen.
If it's a fashion magazine, they'll buy it for the photos, not necessarily for the articles. So to
when was the last time you saw a teenager buy a fashion magazine for any purpose?
I haven't seen a newsstand in a long time, but I suspect they're just generally smaller than they used to be. I think that magazines
are
gone.
But that's not why it went under. It went under because they strayed from the business model that served them for over a century since fashion magazines have existed. And I have a couple more things I want to make a point.
All right.
The people who write these dumb girls that go to New York, when they are writing about fashion, and I won't say the F word because that's not part of who I am, but they end so many sentences with, I'll give you an example without using the F word. They'll say, The new blue, the new color blue is cool AF.
Okay.
Uppercase A and an uppercase F.
Right.
This is a generation. Remember, guys, this is a generation who thinks the F word is an adjective, a noun, a verb, and an adverb. They don't think anything of using this in a mall around families or children
Good
in regular
them.
Discourse
Love
and
you.
Writing about it. There's one last point I want to make.
I'll use that word around children.
I think it's
they
awful.
They were talking about the word bigot. Have you guys noticed, as independents, and I told you I teeter, I'm conservative and independent blended, that everybody is a bigot. If you know the definition of bigot, it's people who shut down other, you know, who will not listen to any other opinion. Who's not listening? The people who are pro-climate change, who believe we're going to die in 12 years. The people who are Antifa, they're the biggest fascist bigots around. Everybody else is a bigot if you don't not only agree with their point, but you must be an avid promoter. So,
well, because if you don't support anti-fascism, you're a fascist.
Anything coming from most of the millennials, and especially in these joke online magazines or even the hardcover ones, I totally discount, and you guys should too. I would.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for your thoughts here tonight. Yeah, I'm not saying that I take Teen Vogue seriously in any way, shape, or form, but it is an interesting discussion to have, and I am curious to hear what, you know, their perspective is.
Another aspect of this that hasn't been touched on in this conversation is the sort of, as Barack Obama recently said, that call-out culture isn't activism. So one thing when we have, and we're using Little Susie and Uncle Charlie in this example here, Little Susie, the Teen Vogue reader, may interpret a conversation between adults as bigoted that isn't. And we were just talking in the break about Polack jokes, and you said over in Hawaii these jokes are called what?
Portuguese jokes. Portuguese.
In Canada, they're called Newfie jokes, Newfin, people from Newfoundland, and there's a variety of these out there, and...
Meaning the jokes are all the same, but they just use a different word?
Right, a different... blonde is another one.
A lot of these Polack jokes, you could use blondes.
And...
How do you get a one-armed Polack out of a tree? I mean, come on,
wave,
you can easily...
Wave,
right. And... You know, one thing I was noticing when we were talking about these jokes is I just don't hear jokes anymore. Nobody tells jokes anymore.
But you talk about how the internet's the funniest thing and you laugh way more often. There's plenty of jokes online.
Right, but the jokes have certainly changed. So, you know, the old jokes, you just don't hear them anymore. And I think it's because, largely, it's basically you can't say anything without making somebody angry.
There's more coming up here. Whether you want to talk about offensive jokes or dinner time conversation, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms as well. Jump into discord.lrn.fm, and you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in, like, January, February, I'd, like, get home. Make myself something to eat. Blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As tons of people head home after the Thanksgiving weekend, storms are battering parts of the country with 50 million people under winter weather advisories. Meteorologist Laura Pagano says snow is spreading from the nation's midsection to the east.
We have a low-pressure system that is impacting a portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region currently, and that low will shift off the northeast coast and be slow to exit, so it's going to be impacting regions of the northeast later through the day today, later into tonight, and into even early Tuesday morning as it shifts off to the north and east off of Maine's coast.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed because of winter weather at airports, including San Francisco, New York, and cities around the Great Lakes. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here.
Still reading
Polish jokes.
I can't believe you're sitting here chuckling over Polish jokes.
855 450. I'm just saying, I haven't heard them in a long time, so I had to go look for them online. Somebody has a nice little catalog of them here. 855-450, free like freedom. It's Ian with you.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform over the summer. It was at local.bitcoin.com. It's a place where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and to use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. I've used it a bunch of times now. I think I've got like more than 20 trades under my belt now. So you can, Aria, our Monday night co-host, she just cracked 300 trades. She's the number one trader on local.bitcoin.com, last I heard. So check it out over
at Don't get in her way.
Local.bitcoin.com. So, yeah, you can use a bunch of different payment methods. If you're going to sell there, make sure you do your due diligence and figure out what are the risks of the different methods you would like to use. If you're a buyer and you want to buy safely, buy from somebody like Aria or somebody who, you know, has some reputation under their belt. If you're going with somebody who has no sales, then you're taking a little bit of a risk. But if you're going with people who've got some trades under their belt, then it's pretty safe. Check it out at local.bitcoin.com. Two Polish hunters were driving through the country to go bear hunting. They came upon a fork in the road where a sign read, "Bear left." So they went home.
You're right. That's good.
Let's go to Dissident on our Discord lines. Calling from Virginia. Go ahead, Dissident.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to say, Thanksgiving
can be kind of tough. You can have a lot of conversations. Sometimes you like them, even when they're, you know, contentious. But your uncle, what was that, Uncle Charlie? It can also be a, it's not a stereotype, it can also be a younger person, too. So it's those ideas aren't just going away, unfortunately, just by dying out.
I just want to know, was your turkey halal?
It was, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you make a halal turkey?
You don't strangle it.
You buy it. Yeah, at the... There's a place you can go get it. But yeah, what I want to talk about, first of all, is...
Are you organizing things on your desk there?
I thought it was eating chips.
Pretty noisy.
No, it's sorry. It's a wrapper. I'm trying to...
Put it down.
It. Is it a halal candy bar?
No, got a sandwich here. But first of all, I'm almost entirely like 99% sure Gandhi... Actually, I am 100% sure because I would know this. Gandhi wasn't killed by a Muslim guy. I'm pretty sure he was killed by a Hindu nationalist.
Really?
He was actually upset. I believe he was killed by a Hindu nationalist. That was
okay.
Upset that,
you're referring to a caller from earlier who made that claim.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was killed by a guy that was upset that he was conciliatory to Muslims instead of trying to make it, you know, after partition and try to make it they made it a secular state instead of like a Hindu nationalist state, which is becoming, which is, it's pretty much fully transformed into a Hindu nationalist state now. I mean,
well, also he claimed that, he also claimed that Gandhi was loved by everyone, and wasn't Gandhi like racist towards certain groups of people? That's what I heard.
I think that might have been the Discord. Yeah, I mean, he was didn't said some nasty things about blacks earlier in his career, and
he's not a saint.
He had a lot of other problems too. His images, but also his image is kind of hurt because the Hindu nationalists have really risen in India in the past 20 years. Really, almost not unheard of, but I don't think they were very important. It was a pretty secular country and a kind of a socialist country, and now they're going very capitalist, but also very nationalist. And I mean, putting any kind of nationalism in the U.S. to shame, we're talking about outright. There are Muslim people, for example, being lynched just on suspicion of eating cows, which I mean, which they don't seem to do. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. There's all kinds of different, you know, there's actually been a lot of communal violence over there, but you have it kind of outright supported by the government, and you have people in the government that have, you know, kind of, you know, stood the police down and when these riots have occurred and everything. So, that guy was basically writing a Tom Clancy novel. There's no evidence of any of the things he said at all, and it's so obviously explained in other ways. Because you know, there's a lot more Indian people here than most people think. I mean, not with roots here. I mean, coming
Indian
over
people in before. The United States.
I mean, huge wings of big corporations, Deloitte, for example. I mean, they have just entire departments and stuff staffed with Indian MBA holders, you know, 10 degrees and stuff. So I mean, there's no shortage of people from India with these degrees or seeking these degrees that are looking to come over here.
The more the merrier.
Yeah,
absolutely. Bring them on. Hey, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all. I kind of wanted to correct that. I'm pretty sure I remember if a Muslim guy killed Gandhi, but that's actually quite a different story behind
it. Very good. Thanks for the clarification. I appreciate it. That's Dissident calling in on our Discord lines, and you can join and sound that good. All you got to do is hop on our Discord server.
Or he's not eating a sandwich during the...
That's true, yeah. Try not to fiddle with things that make noise. I get it, though. People like to fiddle, fidget with, whatever. That's why your headphones get tangled up sometimes, Mark, because Vincent's into fiddling with those. I talked to him about it. He said he was going to find something new.
Sorry, I'm a fidget spinner.
Well, we have the magnets, which can sometimes be noisy. But anyway, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Where are we on this Teen Vogue story?
Still on the problem with whiteness. These forms of isolation means that many white Americans don't have to confront racial differences in their personal and daily lives. Because of white privilege, many of them can simply opt out of difficult conversations that challenge internalized stereotypes or beliefs about people who aren't like them. These attitudes are shaped from an early age.
They really believe at this magazine that white people are all the same, don't they? I mean, it almost sounds like they're just applying this broad brush to, well, everybody who's white must be like this. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this is the real danger with this sort of thinking, is the last thing that these people who are writing stuff like this really want is for white people in this country to begin thinking like a monolith. because it's simply not true. I don't think of myself as white. I think of my, I just don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. But if white people were to think like that, you don't want the team mentality going in this particular direction. It did that at one point, and it wasn't good.
Where is it? These attitudes are shaped from an early age, as University of Rhode Island history professor Eric Loomis put in a recent piece in the Boston Review when citing a study of white school children in a specific town in the Midwest. Almost none develop a meaningful critique of structural racism, question their own privilege, or think seriously about how to combat racial prejudice.
Yeah, this is the thing about privileges is that, you know, somebody besides you gets to define what it is. So, you know, like, for instance, in talking about privilege, I'm a middle-aged guy, and I'm probably would be called white by some people. Obviously, not 100% white. Not a lot of people are. But, yeah, I can see why somebody would call me white when they look at me. And I've been reasonably successful, right? Nationally syndicated talk show host. And then I say to that, well, hey, I was incarcerated for 8 years, and I'm actually part of a group that it's legal to discriminate against.
Felons.
And look how far your white privilege has brought you out of that.
And that's exactly the response to that statement, is look at that. You are able to rise above your felonhood because of your whiteness, whitey. Shut up, honky. Move to the, you know, stop yakking. Adults are talking here. To which I then ask, well, what about, say, an immigrant coming from another country who has to learn the language? Imagine being that. Imagine being a white immigrant coming to this country. Which is better, to be an English-speaking black guy in the United States or, you know, an immigrant who can't speak the language? Because lots of immigrants come here and do well. What's that say about privilege?
That it's still based on whiteness if the immigrants come here and are white and do well.
Well, I would say that I would prefer to be a young white man or young black man that can speak English well than an immigrant coming here with $100 in their pocket.
Maybe true, till you get pulled over by the cops. They may oppose overt racism. But
I think, by the way, when it comes to the cops, that it has a lot to do with sort of garb and demeanor and things like that, that, you know, in those situations.
Garb as in the way the black folks are dressed while driving around in their automobile?
People are dressed. I can tell you that the fireman's helmet in the back seat of my car often helps me with tickets.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in the remaining moments, you should do that now. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to jump on the lines with us right now. Get on the radio. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have Discord call-in lines as well. You join our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those top five rooms. You will be joined by us, and we'll get you on the air with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And also, don't forget to check out Richie on his show, which is the Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
You guys also covered the immigration fake school story this week, I heard.
Yes, we did that, which is why I knew
a lot about it.
Yeah.
What else did you guys talk about? Was that it? Or
We talked about, basically property rights when it comes to a contract between an organization and a venue. And what Antifa can do to get the venue to cancel the contract, basically. Like, it's hard to get into in a short time.
Like pressuring?
Right. Was it pressure? Was it threats? Was
Who
it
canceled
violence?
On what?
A buddy of mine, my co-host Ken Schoolin, mm-hmm. had a friend who was organizing an anti-climate change conference.
Oh.
And Antifa caught wind of it because they monitor the website.
Is this in Hawaii?
No. Okay. Somewhere in, I forget where. Not in Hawaii, though. Ken's
but
in
they
Hawaii.
Called the, they called the venue?
A coast.
What's that?
Someplace without a coast?
Yeah.
They called the venue?
Antifa did something to the venue because they monitored the organization's website. They found out that they were holding this conference, and they pressured the venue in some way that we don't know, and they never found out, into canceling the organization from that venue
sad.
2 weeks ahead of when the conference was supposed to take place.
That is so sad. You know, they tried that with Keenvention once, which was the little convention that I threw here in Keene, New Hampshire for 3 years in a row. There was some hater that called in from the local group of haters here in town and tried to intimidate them into canceling our conference.
Right.
And luckily, they wanted the money more than they cared about what this idiot on the phone had to say.
Well, but Antifa has a history of being, violent in protests.
They might have threatened to actually blow the place up. Who knows?
They may have.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I felt that was an important distinction to make, because if they were just pressuring the organization, saying, like, we're going to boycott, or we're going to tell other people not to do business with you, I don't see that as illegitimate on its face.
That's legit.
Yeah.
It's kind of lame, but, it's legit. So check him out over at anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, sir.
And also, thanks to What's the Frequency Kenneth, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. He contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that is a way for you to help us if you value what we do. If you think that Free Talk Live is worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a nice cheeseburger or whatever, then please send it over to us via PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC, and we'll invest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 200 stations that carry Free Talk Live at various times throughout the week. We could have 300, 400. It's certainly possible. We could use your help, though, to do it. So please join over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the supporters' chat rooms on our Discord forum or Discord server. There's also AMP-only Facebook group and more. You can get a full list of the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can sign up as well. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening to KENN. Hello, David.
Yeah, all of your topics kind of all come back, come together, and they all stem from the same thing. You're basically under attack as a society, and that's what this, KENN, Four Corners, Heart of Engine Country. Yeah. That's what this is all about. Oh, and by the way, minorities, all the minorities have come together to attack the majority. This is the way I see it, looking at it. I've been looking at it for like three decades. The first thing I noticed was with the universities that were kind of becoming a racket with their financial aid, and then different schools popping up to take advantage of that taxpayer-supplied financial aid, and the schools were kind of a racket, which you were talking about earlier. And we've gone further and further into that. Schools being used for every different purposes as a racket, including being used by whatever you were saying, CIA or not CIA, but although I'm sure they've used it, the customs, immigration, whatever, ICE, whatever. And these institutions are just being used in every different way. And now let me go back to the minorities. The various different minority groups have come together, and minority groups, you're using your power together to accomplish what is you think is rightfully yours, and you're probably correct. However, what you don't seem to be aware of is that your strings are being manipulated by unseen forces above you that are helping to organize you and helping you to fight. And if you ever get what you want, if you destroy the mainstream society, the majority society, that's when the people that above you that are helping you to accomplish what you want, that's when they're going to turn on you, i.e.
Well, that's
China,
when they slide into power. I mean, state.
When the powers that be that are helping you to get the minorities to fight the old majority, when you succeed, then your handlers will turn on you and turn the whole society, the United States. What they want to do is turn the United States to a China-like thing or to a USSR-type thing. That's what that's about.
How do we stop them?
Yeah, is this like the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers? Who are we talking about here?
It's George Soros.
Since I'm not in their group, you know, I can't answer it for certainty, but it's all of the above. It's just the obvious thing. You know, it's human nature. If you want to visualize it, it's all the same. Look at some little town and who gets to be mayor and who's on the city council and what businesses in town that make money from whatever, do whatever deals. It's the same thing over and over, whether it's a municipal level.
Sure,
or a
good old boys at the municipal level and such. And David, thank you for the call tonight. At the national or international level, I don't disagree with David as far as those people in search of power, those people in power, they definitely want people, the little guys, to be fighting with one another. They definitely want group A, whether we're talking about, you know, people divided by racial lines or people divided by class lines or people divided by belief systems or whatever, they definitely want group A, B, C, D, E, and Q, sure, all to be fighting with one another over whatever the issues they
perceive.
That's
typically to maintain the status quo, though. He suggested that something would change once one side won over the other.
If that ever even, you know, right, occurs. Ultimately, the people in power want people to be fighting with each other so they don't blame the real problem, which is the people in power and the idea of power and authority over other human beings.
Right. This is the most important thing you've said all evening, is a people that are united or a people that are simply not fighting amongst each other are impossible to rule.
That's right.
But people that are fighting amongst each other, easy as hell to rule. You know why? Because now you hang that golden sword of the state out there and say, mm-hmm. if you can just grasp its handle, you can use it to slay the person who has harmed you, the person who has done these evil things to you. Let us enumerate those evil things and keep them top of mind for you. And then mm-hmm. they hang the sword out there. You'll never get the sword. No. It keeps on being pulled from your grasp. But the notion that you might get it is what's important. And as long as they can have 2, 3, 5, 10, 37 groups fighting for that sword so that they can finally drive it through the heart of those evil people on the other side, well, then the sword is necessary. But if those people suddenly are getting along, nobody wants the sword. They're the sword. The mm-hmm. sword is the only tool they have. And that sword is power. And this is, by the way, the whole point of the J.R.R. Tolkien stories of The Lord of the Rings.
Ring of Power.
The Ring of Power. And Tolkien was absolutely a non-government libertarian.
Was he?
Yeah. And he pointed out, well, he referred to himself as an anarchist.
Good for him.
I didn't know that.
I've got problems with that term, but whatever. and you could see it throughout the book. Everybody's always wanting this ring. They get it in their hands, and they've got it. They're supposed to give it up. Like, no, I can't give it up.
Mm.
They don't want to give it up. It eats at them. They think about it. They could never possibly give it up. And that is the whole point of it. Mm. And until you understand, you will continue to fight for that golden sword or the ring of power or whatever that is, that power over your neighbor, because your neighbor is bad, your neighbor is wrong, and they can't possibly be allowed to have power. And so what do? We ping-pong back and forth in the United States between Republican and Democrat politicians as president and whatever.
Well, most of your neighbors aren't actually seeking power. They just want to live their lives how they want. But there's some people who can't allow their neighbors to live their lives how they want. They just can't even allow that. It's not just necessarily that your neighbor wants to grab the sword. They probably are too busy. Busy trying to take care of their family or pay the bills.
And even if you did get along, they would then introduce a new obstacle to fight over, right? They'd introduce a new boogeyman to perpetuate that fight amongst everybody.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can always join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our Discord server where the conversation continues around the clock over at discord.lrn.fm. And we will see you tomorrow.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.